Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Once again, back again for another baseball season, our guy Seth Everett, host of the Sports with Friends and Hall of Justice podcast from Forbes Sports and right here on the Wendy's Big Show. Seth, it's been a long, cold winter, my friend.
Rami, it's great to be on with you again.
This is not Rami. Actually,
I know. Come on, I need a laugh track here.
No, I actually killed him. So it's not something.
That's,
very
that's not a laugh
come
track.
On. I had, and I had another line. I was gonna say, what? Rami, I thought you were great in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Jeez, Seth.
Come on, that's funny. Rami Malek. He won all the Golden Globes. He's going to win the Oscar.
Okay, if you have to explain a joke, then it's not a good joke.
No, but I'm telling
just
you, this
saying.
Show is funnier. This show was funnier in 2018.
Oh. Well, Rami was here. Okay, so let's.
Whoa.
All right, let's talk about this Brewers baseball team. So Adam McKelvey, who we have on weekly throughout the Brewers season, have had
you
for
like
years.
You like him better than me, I know.
Well, maybe. But the projected opening day roster that he has put out there has Corbin Burns and Peralta both in the minor leagues to start this season, to which I just shake my head and say there's no way that possibly can happen.
Wow, that's the first question of 2019? I am shocked. You know that there's 100 unsigned free agents.
So what?
You know the Brewers are going to get at least two of them.
Okay, let's say they do. Corbin Burns should still be on the major league roster and probably should be in the starting rotation.
Let's see what kind of a spring he has. Those are media-driven things. What the media does is they try, when the pitchers and catchers report, they try to put all these profiles on. I saw that article. I saw it. I just don't think there's any evidence that that's going to happen. I don't think the Brewers have a preconceived notion, and I think that's a position battle. Let's at least get him into camp.
This is what I've learned over the course of my time covering this Brewers baseball team, and you've covered way more baseball teams than I have. Obviously, I've been in Milwaukee my whole life. But for the most part, what I've learned is managers, for the most part, know what they're doing with their roster and what it's going to look like. There may be one or two positions that have pencil. The rest is pretty much ink unless something major happens, some type of medical or whatever.
At the turn of the century, you're absolutely right, but this has changed. Baseball's changed, and David Stearns puts out that roster.
True.
And the reality of it is that if they can sign Mike Moustakas to a bargain, that's going to change everything. And what they're going to do, and the reality of it is that I think they're going to get another pitcher. I don't think that Chacin, Anderson, Davies, Nelson, and Woodruff are your five. I think there's going to be somebody else, and I think there can be a trade. I think Davies is not a lock.
He shouldn't be.
I'm just saying that there's a lot of time. There's 100 unsigned free agents. And I think because of that, first of all, you don't know what Nelson's going to give you. Jimmy Nelson's coming off a major injury.
Yep.
You cannot make assumptions. And, you know, I apologize in advance to all the degenerate gamblers that are putting together their fantasy teams, but I don't think you can assume when a guy has those kinds of injuries, I don't think you can assume that he comes back 100%. And so now you're talking possibly about June, and now either Burns or Peralta gets into the rotation, plus the unsigned free agents. So all I'm saying is there's so many probabilities that can still happen. I just think a 25-man roster from, you know, a website that, by the way, just laid off half of its multimedia staff is nothing but window dressing.
All right, I'll calm down.
So Seth, you did say two free. So who would be some of the pitchers that you believe the Brewers will be involved with?
I don't know. I had a great meeting. This is what I wanted to talk to you about.
Well, come on, tell us what you want to talk about, Seth.
Bring it, Seth.
I had a great meeting with the Players Association.
Okay, what did they say?
We're talking about a documentary.
All right.
And we're putting something together. Mm-hmm. And so my meeting was not like an investigational report.
Okay.
Right? But all I'm going to say is they are hunkering down because that CBA that they signed, they are regretting and they are already arming for a they are taking licensing money, and they are holding it back from the players.
Oh, wow.
To prepare for a work stoppage.
Wow.
Yeah, that work stoppage is almost all but guaranteed in 2021,
almost,
isn't it?
It's almost guaranteed. Now, I want to read you a quote from Pat Neshek. Right, Pat Neshek, longtime relief pitcher?
Yep.
Listen to this quote. It's sad to see. It stinks. They want to go cheaper, the front office. The front offices. I think we signed a bad CBA, personally. When there's a little disrespect, when the revenues are going up and the portion that's being paid to the players is consistently declining, there's going to be an issue. It's going to get pretty ugly. The small front offices, a lot of those guys might not have jobs anymore because we're not going to have baseball. It's a respect issue.
Can you tell me what players' union was ever happy with the deal they signed?
I don't want to come off argumentative, but I'm not going to sit here and speculate on Corbin Burns coming into the rotation when there's 100 unsigned free agents.
But, Seth... Well, okay. We're going to talk. We do this whole segment about me arguing about Corbin Burns and how it's clear cut. I mean, if we go over the Brewers opening day roster, I would take Burns over Chase Anderson, Zach Davies. I would take him over Claudio, Elbers, Guerra, and Hauser, and Taylor Williams. Over all
right,
of them.
But if you find out after he's throwing that Jimmy Nelson's going to go on a throwing program and he's going to be ready May 1st.
Right.
And Burns is in the rotation.
Great.
They will not even have played a Grapefruit League game. It's too soon. That's all I'm saying. It's way too soon to assume that he doesn't. I get it. You have unabashed love for this man. I appreciate it, and I will root for him. But I have no inkling that they have their five-man rotation because there are too many variables. Number one being injuries, and number two being the free agency.
Go ahead,
there's
baby.
There's going to be an eBay auction for some of these cats.
There should have been already. They already should have moved Chase Anderson. They already should have moved Zach Davies. They should have moved all these cats by now.
I understand.
Yeah.
Now, Seth, for some of these free agents that are still sitting there, and obviously the two biggest ones are still Machado and Harper, is there going to be any ability for these guys that they do just sign the short-term deal so they line themselves up with the CBA so that they're unattached when that happens?
Well, Boris came out and said that there's no way Harper does it, but, you know, he wants to play baseball. And I just think that if that's the case, I think Harper takes the Washington deal. You know, I remember saying to you guys back in August of last year that I thought Harper was going to the Giants. But I thought that there was never a greater probability because of his struggles. Remember, he was struggling after the All-Star game. He really struggled. And I said that the Nationals were the team that was going to spend the most money. I found out that in the time since we talked about that, the Nationals offered him 10 years at $300 million. Okay? And at the time, there were no opt-outs. And a lot of people thought the reason why they didn't negotiate and really want him to sign it, you know that that's the highest offer he's gotten so far?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there's a chance that I think Boris goes back, because don't forget, Boris is the guy that signed the extension with Strasburg when he knew Strasburg was hurt. And remember, they got him to sign the multi-year extension. When has a Scott Boris client ever not gone free agency? Steven Strasburg. And that's because he has a relationship with Rizzo, the GM of the Nationals. I think as this gets closer and we get to full squad, remember, full squads haven't even reported yet. The pitchers and catchers just started like today. And if you take that one step further, if we get into next week, I think there's a greater probability of Harper going to the Nationals. If he signs with the Giants, it's because the Nationals never really wanted to spend that anyway.
What about Dallas Keuchel?
First of all, I think Milwaukee should be on his list. That's one.
Yeah, I think Milwaukee. Yeah, I don't disagree. I'm not a big fan of Dallas Keuchel after his comments last year, bashing bullpenning, saying they're going to get guys hurt. He wouldn't want to be a part of that.
Madison Bumgarner was a guy the Brewers coveted last year, and he came out and said that if anybody uses an opener, he's walking out of the ballpark.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's true. Yep.
Again,
that's another one.
The players aren't even on the same page. Okay, that's what. And Gary, go take that one. At least when you're going to talk about a fight with management, You got to be unified. That's the definition of the word union. These guys can't even get on the same page because half of baseball loves the new system. Go to the Tampa and go to the Tampa Bay Rays guys. They all love that new pitching system. And then you have Madison Bumgarner, Dallas Keuchel saying they hate it. I think Dallas Keuchel signs either a one or a one and a one and an option. And I think as soon as that happens, I think David Stearns calls. And yes, I do think there's a 30% chance that Dallas Keuchel does it because there's also 17 other teams that are going to be in the same boat.
Well, Boris has a relationship with Mark, so that always helps. They get along quite well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Seth, so with this feeling from the players' union, what do they feel of Commissioner Manfred?
Well, I have a couple things that I learned about Rob Manfred in the time since I've been on with you guys.
Is it good stuff or
this is not gonna? I'm not just doing this to plug a podcast. Okay.
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 Okay. But if you go on my feed on the Sports with Friends feed, I did an interview with a guy named Eddie Dominguez, who I'm happy to introduce to you guys. Eddie Dominguez is a former security agent who he wrote a book called Baseball Cop. And basically, he's a decorated Boston police officer who worked in MLB investigations. And we can go into great detail. Basically, this guy had Anthony Bosch ready to testify. And they were ready to arrest Anthony Bosch when Manny Ramirez got suspended. And if that's the case, then the A-Rod steroid thing never happens. And that was on Rob Manfred's watch. Well, there's a chapter in that book, and there's a segment of the podcast where I talk about it, where Rob Manfred knowingly knew about human trafficking of Latin players to get them to come in.
What?
Ask yourself.
Wait a minute.
Podcast.
What?
Listen to the podcast.
Human trafficking.
Human trafficking.
To do what?
There is accusations.
Get Latino
of Rob
players
Manfred
into baseball.
Knowing about human trafficking and looking the other way, and Rob Manfred, when that book came out, went to Congress and asked them to open up an investigation because what he wants to do is spin it so that, you know, these cartels and you know, these people in Cuba and in, you know, Dominican Republic, that they all find out. So Rob Manfred, who I have had adult beverages with and I considered for a long time as a friend, I found out that he dabbles in human trafficking. Let's just say, listen to that episode, and all I will tell you is, if you guys want to talk to Eddie Dominguez, I'll give you his phone number. Not on the air. I'll
no,
give
not
it
on
to
the
your
air.
Producer. Yeah. But I'm telling you, like, this sport is screwed. And they have that guy leading the charge, but the problem is the union's not unified. And I'm usually a union guy when it comes to this. Even when I worked for the league, I was always a pro-union guy. And I talked to the union. This is just an example. I spoke to the union about a documentary that I'm trying to put together. And that, you know, it was a pitch meeting.
Right.
And he told me, he said, you're going to have to, he gave me, you know, pick of the litter. He told me I could talk to every player in the union, basically any player I want. And his response was, but you better do it soon. Because once 2020 hits, it is going to be war.
That sounds really, really exciting, and that is why we set the tone with,
you know,
Seth Everett for,
you know,
the
what
season.
Let me
right
just
now.
Say this,
I,
but Seth, I thought this is weird because I thought the NFL had a lot of issues. You know, with all the concussions and all this stuff.
They do have a lot of issues.
But this whole human trafficking thing, dude, that's a whole nother level.
That's a game changer.
Yeah,
I told you guys.
If it gets out, I mean, I don't know if anybody's going to believe. Is it Eddie Dominguez? Is that his name?
Well, it's a book. It's a book that
I don't know if anybody's going to believe him, though.
No, but it's a book that baseball tried to get stopped from being published. Like, it was under embargo. It's why I couldn't talk about the book last year, because it was under an embargo, and they didn't tell me, basically because they know I go on radio stations all over the country, and they didn't want me to blab it. And
you
then
know
when
what?
The book came out, I did a podcast with him, and I sat down, and it's been verified by two investigative journalists, used to be with the New York Daily News, now or with the Washington Post. And these guys found it, and I'm telling you, read that book. Download the audiobook or listen to I did about an hour with these guys, and I was, like, sweating after I got done recording it. It was
so is this going to come out for the people to know? Is all this coming out? And then everybody else can make their own judgment, or
Well, yeah, you can buy the book and read the book.
You can read the book right now.
You can read the book yourself.
But are people going to believe this, though?
I think they believe it.
Okay.
I definitely think they believe it. I don't think anybody's accused it of being inaccurate.
You're the commissioner, why didn't you sue him for something?
Defamation?
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Right. And the fact that he's not suing him and not doing anything, I mean, I don't know. You take it how you want. But.
You know, my father is Cuban. And so I pay a lot of attention to stuff going on in Cuba because, you know, I've always wanted to go back there. I want to see where my roots are, you know, things like that. And when I talk to Eddie, that's how I know Eddie Dominguez, because he's Cuban. And when he says to me, I'm going to send you an advanced copy of this book so we could do this podcast. And I said, okay. And I read this book, and I swear to you, I was shaking. And then I did the interview, and I did the interview first with Eddie and then the two reporters, because I want the journalism side of this to verify everything. All I can say is it speaks for itself. We did the podcast back in December. I know 60,000 people heard it.
That's Seth Everett, our national baseball guy here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Seth, we'll talk to you again soon, man. It's spring training. We're ready to rock and roll, buddy.
Guys, I'm looking forward to it, and I promise we'll be funnier next time.
Thank you, Seth Everett, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.